I have no financial relationships to disclose. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors on this work, a wonderful graduate student, Joelle Wallstein, another wonderful graduate student, Malia Jones, and a great colleague, Allison Diamant, in the School of Medicine at UCLA. And also, the funding for this study came from the California Endowment. Okay, I think I probably don't need to spend a lot of time on background, since several other folks have mentioned things along these lines. I will just mention that, you know, a lack of physical activity is associated with obesity, and increasing physical activity has a number of health benefits as well, including preventing and reversing overweight in adults and kids. Participation in school-based PE can be an important venue for kids to get physical activity. However, in many schools, the amount of PE required or I shouldn't necessarily say required, but the amount of PE that's actually occurring is under threat. And we know that if you have well-trained teaching staff, you can get more moderate to vigorous physical activity, MVPA, during class, and that class size is negatively associated with the amount of physical activity that you get during PE. With this work, we wanted to answer a question using a population-based data set in California. And the question was whether participation in school PE is associated with greater levels of physical activity, adjusting for both individual demographics and school characteristics. And then we wanted to look at whether this relationship varies by gender. So my talk's gonna have a little more data in it. I hope that's okay. Our data source was the 2007 California Health Interview Survey. I know some of you are familiar with it because you're from California, but for those of you that aren't, it's a telephone survey of adults, adolescents, and kids from all over the state of California. It's conducted every 2 years. In 2007, over 50,000 households participated in the survey. When adolescents were present in the household, they were also selected to participate, and if they assented and their parent agreed for them to participate, then they were interviewed directly. Interviews are conducted in 5 languages. In addition to English and Spanish, 3 Asian languages, Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese, because of the large Asian population in California. During the survey, we collect the name of the school that kids attend for school-aged children. And this allows us to actually link with data collected by the California Department of Education about public schools in California. Now, we were interested in two key variables. Our outcome variable was physical activity, and this was the number of days that kids were physically active for at least 60 minutes. And specifically, they were asked in the past 7 days on how many days were you physically active for at least 60 minutes total each day. And then they were also asked about whether they're currently taking PE at school. If kids happened to be interviewed during the summer when school wasn't in session, they were asked whether they take PE during the school year. And we included a few covariates, some individual characteristics, age, gender, race, ethnicity, as well as household income. And then we also looked at 2 school factors, which are associated with sort of the level of disadvantage at a school. And these were the percent of students participating in the free and reduced price meal program, as well as the racial composition of the school. Okay, so for these analyses, we had a sample of just over 3,000 adolescents, ages 12 to 17, who attend public school in California. These analyses are limited to kids who attend public schools because we linked to data from the public schools in California. And we looked at some descriptive analyses, the number of days that kids were physically active for 60 minutes or more, and we also did some linear regression models, looking at the association of PE with physical activity overall, as well as broken out by gender, and adjusting for those covariates that I mentioned earlier. So just a little bit about the population, the adolescent population in California. It's about evenly split between boys and girls. About a little over a third are non-Latino white, 46% are Latino or Hispanic, 10% Asian, 7% African American, and then less than 1% American Indian, less than 1% Pacific Islander, and then about 3% are mixed race. Just about 40% of them have household incomes below 200% of the federal poverty level, so a significant proportion of low-income families. And about 66% live in the urban areas and 12% in rural areas in the state. All right. So when we asked the adolescents whether they were taking PE at school, about 63% of them said that they were, but we saw pretty striking differences by age, which is associated with grades. So the older kids were much less likely to be taking PE. This is partially because there are different requirements for elementary and secondary schools in terms of PE, but also because of those exceptions that one of our speakers mentioned earlier, there are many more PE exceptions for secondary students. We also saw, when we split it out by gender, that girls were slightly less likely to tell us they were taking PE at school than boys. When we looked at physical activity, only 37% of the teens told us that they got 60 minutes of physical activity on five or more days of the week. And ideally, they would be getting 60 minutes or more on 7 days of the week. When we looked at this by gender, boys were much more likely to be getting more physical activity than girls, 46% of the boys compared to 28% of the girls. Okay. And when we looked at all California teens, we did see that those who were taking PE at school were physically active on more days per week, and these are in adjusted regression models. And boys were also physically active on more days of the week. But Latinos and Asians relative to whites were physically active on fewer days, and teens attending predominantly non-white schools were also physically active on fewer days of the week. And for the purposes of this analysis, predominantly non-white schools were schools with less than 25% white students, so 75% non-white students. Okay, so when we looked at these relationships separately for girls and boys, we saw that for girls, taking PE at school was associated with being physically active more days per week. We also found that some of our demographic characteristics were related with being less physically active, specifically being older, being Latino, being Asian, and being from a lower income family. These girls all were less likely, were physically active on fewer days of the week. When we look at the boys, it's a slightly different picture. We found no significant relationship for taking PE at school with physical activity, but we did see, similar to the girls, that being Latino and being Asian was associated with fewer days of physical activity. However, we saw, rather than household income, for the boys, attending a predominantly non-white school was associated with fewer days of physical activity. Okay, so let me summarize these results. Participation in PE at school was associated with more days of getting 60 minutes or more of physical activity overall, but when we separated these analyses by gender, the association was found among girls but not among boys. Indicators of family socioeconomic status, specifically family income, were associated with physical activity for girls but not for boys. But indicators of school-level disadvantage were associated with physical activity for boys, but not for girls. All right, let me just mention a couple of limitations. We don't have information in our survey about the quality of the PE offered at school. So we don't know how much time kids are actually getting physical activity during class, and we don't know what kind of instructor training their teachers may or may not have had, what kind of equipment or facilities are available. And these were cross-sectional analyses, so of course we can't make causal conclusions or conclusions about even the direction of the relationship. But what we would like to conclude is that participating in school PE classes, regardless of the quality of those classes, may be especially important in helping girls to achieve greater levels of physical activity, possibly because they're less likely to get physical activity in general than boys. And so policies that can help schools meet or even exceed the current PE requirements could help contribute to greater levels of physical activity for adolescents. And if you would like to contact me later, this is our website. All of our research is there, as well as ways to contact everyone. So thank you.
All right. Moving along, and the statistics and the numbers, we've got to look at them from time to time so we can really see what that picture is. The anecdotal evidence is great. The hard stats remind us, wow, it's a lot worse than it looks sometimes. Or in some ways, a lot better.